Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another meeting of the Children's Bible Club. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and we're glad you've joined us today for good songs, a brain teaser to strain your brain, and a story that just might make you see spots before your eyes. So don't go away and join in with the choir now. Open the mailbag this week. Whose letter will we pull out? This one's from a lady and her 8-year-old daughter. Dear Aunt Carol, I thank God for you and your radio program. The program has been a blessing to me and my daughter. Please send us a brochure of the children's tapes and storybooks. My radio call number is the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. Oh, we're so glad to hear from our dear friends down in the Caribbean. And we hope that you'll answer and write this week, too. But now, it's your turn to write and answer this week's brain teaser. This is for all my brainy Bible clubbers, or at least for those who are serious about wanting to know God's Word and are willing to look up the answer. Here's the question. Are you ready? This one's for the birds. What birds fed Elijah while he was hiding by the brook Cherith? The answer is in 1 Kings 17:6. Did you get it? Here's the question. What birds fed Elijah while he was hiding by the brook Cherith? Find your answer and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. You'll get the address again at the end of the program, and I'll look to hear from you. And now, before today's story, here's the choir again. Wanted a baby brother badly, but when Mom came home from the hospital with that kicking bundle of arms and legs, he didn't think it was so great. Now all Mom's time and all the gifts and everything was for little Joey. So when Dad came home saying he brought Pete the puppy he'd always been wanting, Pete thought that might turn out badly too. He didn't know if he even wanted a pup now. But when Dad opened his coat and showed Pete that scrawny, dirty little spotted pup, it was love at first sight. Be gentle with him, son. I found him abandoned in a ditch. He's about starved down, but I figured you could look out for him. Oh, yes, sir! And look out for him he did. He fed him soft stuff at first until his poor stomach could tolerate regular food. He bathed him with so much soap that when Mom came to check on him, she exclaimed, "Pete, don't drown the poor fellow." "I'm not," Pete replied. "I'm just trying to scrub the spots off." "Oh, be careful, Pete," she said. "You can scrub off the dirt, but you can't wash off the spots. They're made from the inside. He was born with them." Fancy names just didn't fit. There was only one name for this little Dalmatian, and that was Spot. Pete and Spot were inseparable. They played together, slept together, did everything together, except when Pete had to go to school. One night, the weather turned very cold and snow came down in white blankets. Dad left the kerosene heater turned a little higher than usual to ward off the cold air. Family prayer time was over, and everyone was snug in their beds. No one knew exactly what happened, but suddenly Spot was barking frantically. Dad jumped up. The house was filled with smoke, and he yelled for everybody to get out. Spot barked and pulled at Pete's blankets to make him get up. Pete's eyes burned from the smoke. He couldn't see. He got down on the floor and began crawling on his stomach toward the door. By the time he got out, all the neighbors had gathered to help, but Mother was screaming, "My baby! Joey! Where's Joey?" Dad fought all he could till he was overcome by smoke, but he could not get his little boy out. Mother watched in horror. Neighbors held her back, but she was sobbing. Her baby was still in the fire. Her baby was lost. By the time the firemen came, hope of saving the house or anything in it was gone. But that was nothing compared to losing Joey. And now all hope was gone. There was no way to get him out. Then a voice rose above the commotion. "Here he is! He's out! The dog's got him!" Was it possible? Through the darkness and horrible flames came Spot, dragging Joey through the charred debris to his mother. "Oh, Joey, you're alive," she sobbed. He was blackened by smoke and crying in fear, but he was alive. The fireman wrapped Joey in blankets and rushed him and his mother to the hospital. Then they looked, and there lay Spot in the snow, blackened by smoke and hair singed. How badly he was burned, no one could tell. Pete flung himself down beside his dog and buried his face in his neck. "Oh, Spot! My Spot!" Dad gently pulled Pete back. "Oh, Dad, is he alive? Is Spot alive?" All eyes were on the dog now. A fireman covered him with blankets. He was still breathing. Maybe there was hope. Oxygen and tender care had their effect, and Spot began to breathe on his own. Then he raised his head and gave a muffled woof. A cheer went up from the crowd, and once more Pete was at the dog's side with tears of joy. The loss of house and goods was a terrible blow to the family, but they were alive. They still had the Lord and each other. And they could not forget dear Spot, who had jeoparded his life to save Joey. They owed much to that dog, and they never forgot it. In fact, no one in town ever forgot it. Spot became the town hero. Everyone who met him had to pat his head or give him a treat. Then, to top it all, the next 4th of July celebration, guess who was declared the Grand Marshal of the parade? You're right, Spot. There at the front of the parade, riding on top of the city's bright new red fire truck, was Spot with two happy boys beside him. Now, what Spot did for Joey is just a small picture of what Jesus Christ did for you. The sinless Son of God came to this wicked world to die for your sin. Spot took on the smoke and heat and flames to rescue Joey. Jesus took on himself all your sin and the punishment of hell to save you. He died that you might live. Sin's a terrible offense against the holy God. Yet when you trust Christ, accepting his payment, he will save you. You can't save yourself. Just like the dog Spot's, you were born in sin and can't be cleansed by outward washing or changing your ways. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse from sin. Repent of your sin and believe the gospel that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again. For there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Receive Christ today. And if you do, write and let me know that we might be able to send you some helps. And now, this is Aunt Carolyn saying God bless you till this same time next week.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Club with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The Children's Bible Club is a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know about it? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of your radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida 32572. If you'd like to receive a free catalog that lists all of the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other excellent Christian material for children and adults, please let us know by writing to this same address, Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida 32572.